With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. If you are looking for spiritual conversation, on-air readings, and insight to help you move forward, you've come to the right place. You've also come to the place where every semi-professional radio person's nightmare, I forgot to unplug the phones. So if you heard a little rustling around there while the intro was playing, that's me desperately. We have telemarketers who call, you know, during the show. I've got to unplug those phones. Now, do you believe in reincarnation? See, we're having fun already. We didn't even start. Who were you in a past life? And how could that energy now affect your current life? My guest on tonight's show is the wonderful intuitive advisor, Anne Marie Odell. She believes that through reincarnation, we evolve in total wisdom because we see and experience life from every possible viewpoint. And Anne Marie is going to be taking your calls at 646-929-2947. That's 646-929-2947. Let her give you some insight about your past life and how it might affect your path today. Now, nicknamed the Velvet Hammer for her direct honesty with soft words, Anne Marie's been an esteemed member of the spiritual community for more than 37 years. That's amazing, actually, because she's only 29 years old. Her angel gardening book was featured at Hay House's Atlanta I Can Do It author exhibition, and she hosts an Achieve radio program every Wednesday called Anne Marie's Tarot Joy. You'll find her in one of her many mystical gardens, on her knees in rich black Iowa dirt, coffee strapped to her side, surrounded by a pride of 12 rescued cats and 2 dogs. Find out more about Anne Marie and her work at thecallingoflight.com. Anne Marie, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen, and I really appreciate you letting me be here again. And I want to say I'm sorry it was me that was had the show up. So I'm thinking, well, why doesn't she turn off that darn thing? And it was me. So I'm sorry. Anyway, today I am anxious to be able to share some past life reincarnation readings. And it does not matter if you believe in past life reincarnation or not, because all of life is a mystery as far as I'm concerned, and it isn't until we actually cross over that we truly do know all the secrets. But I look at it this way. My belief is that just like we came into this world through tunnel, we probably go through a tunnel as we leave this life. And my sense is that we'll just be born into something else. And even if you don't believe that, the fun part is that this reading, this past life reincarnation reading, can really point out some unique features about your past life, about another life that you may have been in. Please know I do not read on celebrities. So I am not going to tell you were Cleopatra or you were, any famous angel or anything like that. What I'm going to do is go into the lessons and the lifestyle and different things that you lived. And then Karen will tell you how that could be affecting your life now. So without any hesitation, I think we should start, don't you, Karen?
I do. What do you need to know? I love how you're doing this. What do you want from callers?
Their name, their first name.
So only your first name. guys.
To hear their voice and, yep, and their first name.
No questions, no nothing. And let's have some fun with this. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
our first, it's always fun with Anne-Marie. You guys listen to Tarot Joy, right? Every Wednesday on Achieve Radio. Go look that up if you haven't already. That's a fun show. I love being on your show, Anne-Marie, because we just laugh our heads off. I get off here feeling like it's a party with an old friend, a very young friend, because you are 29, with a very young friend.
Yes, 29 with over 37 years experience from a past life.
It's past lives. This is how it works, people. This is the spiritual truth we're teaching tonight. Our very first caller is area code 252. And caller from 252, you're on the air with Anne-Marie O'Dell and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm already having fun. We didn't even do any readings yet. What's your first name?
Ayokami.
All right, Ayokami, I'm going to look at what comes through as your past life. What comes through immediately shows that your basic soul nature, and please know I'm just going to tell you exactly what I see, good and bad. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. The first thing that comes up is that confused. And there was a sense that you were searching in your past life, whether that means that you were a traveler or whether that means that you were a philosopher. There is a sense that you have a very philosophical, analytical nature that often finds that you would not settle for the answers that were given to you. You were always searching for more. Your past life environment is seen close to the ocean, where there is a sense that you were somebody that had a either a spiritual environment or a wonderful, lovely home life, but there was a sense that by water was something that you absolutely had to have. However, you were always thinking about traveling. As a child, for some reason, you went through some hardships. There's a sense that as a child, you were used to conflict, wars, and possible, just possible chaos around you as you lived close to the ocean. In the past, also seen is that one of your major accomplishments was that you knew when to say enough. You left home rather early. And there's a feeling that you found that the only way to settle chaos and become the philosopher and the searcher was to become an extremely strong woman who I believe led people away from chaos, possibly away from even in some way a leader, away from the disasters in their lives. And you became one of the wisest, most wonderful women, senior seers or senior women in your life. There's also a sense that when I look at your occupation, was seen as almost a diplomat, almost to somebody that learned how to be a connector of people. And that as you found that you went through life, you realized only one thing, that as a diplomat and as a connector of people, you had to be able to teach people how to break out of their own imprisoning situations just like you did. In the long run, I believe that the lesson that you learned from that life was that no matter how much you love the people you're with, no matter how much you love the area that you're at, especially for you next to the ocean, that it starts with you to be able to, it started with you and it ended with you being able to fix your own life chaos. And so basically, it led to you inspiring others, being a great philosopher, somebody that was able to end chaos in people's lives and become an incredibly strong woman. So that's what I have. And Karen, how would you say that this affects her life now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the first thing that I would say is that if you are listening to this show on the phone and on the computer at the same time, go ahead and mute the computer. The Blog Talk Radio feed is delayed when it goes out on your computer. And so what happens is that the two feeds will fight with each other, creating chaos and despair, much like when you led your people away from the ocean. And so if you have those warring feeds, be sure you've got the computer muted if you're on the phone. What I see when I look at your present and the way that this searching energy, this seeking energy, you are someone in this present life with a beautiful mind, gorgeous mind, and a very generous heart. And I would guide you in relationship, especially, my friend, to be sure that you are not looking for answers in other people, because what that leads to is a cycle where you may not be connecting fully. You may not be having relationships with people who are totally in integrity. That leadership spirit, and I think this is why it comes up when Anne-Marie reads for you, that leadership spirit is kind of needed now in your life. Call on some of that strength and be sure that your relationships are balanced, that they are in integrity. Those answers that you're looking for, you hold them. They're in your generous heart. And that's where I would lead you in this life. Thank you so much for calling the program.
Thank you. That was good.
I mean, it's always better when people say that was good rather than, you know, that stinks. Get off the air. So thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys stay blessed. Wow.
Thank you. Many blessings to you. Thank you. And our next caller is from area code 847. Do you want to just roll to the next one or? You're good? Okay. You're good. All right. Here comes area code 847. And 847, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
All right. So, Jill, I'm going to look at your past life reincarnation reading. And what comes up, Jill, as your basic soul nature in your past life was a nurturer. Someone that had also, I believe, an artist. There's a sense that one of the things, though, that you struggled with in your past life environment was imprisonment. And I believe that as an artist and as a free spirit, perhaps you lived in a time where expressing yourself was not necessarily accepted. So I believe you may have had some time in prison for what you did. Your reading shows that that's because in your past life, in early years especially, you had a very impetuous, impulsive nature. There's a sense also that the education that you experienced was, again, the visionary, somebody that was very good with expressing yourself through stone or paint or through some kind of artistic canvas. Your reading shows that your major accomplishment was that you got out of jail, that you got out of the prison, and that in the meanwhile, there's just for some reason a sense that one of your greatest problems was that you found yourself constantly trying to please far too many people in too many directions at one time, so that you would find yourself exhausted, and especially as your artwork became very famous or as your art became very popular, I think that you began to find yourself manipulated. My sense is that in your social status, you were of a very high esteem. I also see you as a man. There is a sense that one of the things that comes through is your relationships with women were not very nice. Because you were a sexy, free-spirited artist male, you kind of were a player. There's also a sense that one of the things that your family life had brought to you was the ability to feel afraid of being locked into relationships because you were such a free spirit, such a good artist, such a person of impetuous, impulsive nature, that for you to stay stagnant was like hell on earth. Your death was very romantic. You were praised. People, you know, showed off your works and were very, very idolized you. And the sense is that what you learned in that life was that travel and communication were two extremely important ways for you to, A, not only inspire your artistic self, but to keep you out of locked stagnation. Because I believe what you truly, truly feared was a conflicted childhood, which kept you locked into a situation that was frightening, or that you felt, because of your free spirit, you were kind of like, I'm going to join the circus type person. So you were a traveler. You were an adventurer. You were somebody that had to communicate, a people person. And I guess I would say that that would affect your life in some way now. And how would that be, Karen?
Well, my sense, Jill, when I look at your energy now, is that you're in a time when there feels to me like there's a lot of change rolling in here, right? And how well you ride those waves depends to a great extent on how centered you are within yourself. My sense, as I'm listening to Anne-Marie, is that one of the reasons that this life may be the one that came up in this reading is because for you, that creative expression, that passion, that desire to make something, just because it's beautiful, just because it's meaningful, hang on to that, and that's going to help you weather some of these changes. You know you're fine, or if you don't know you're fine, let the invisible lady on the radio tell you, you're fine, you're going to be fine. You just are in kind of a rocky time right now. Hold on to that creative expression. Hold on to that creative impulse. Let that passion, let that looking for something greater than just the day-to-day stuff of everyday life pull you through this. This is a wonderful time for you, Jill. If you are not spending even a few seconds a day in meditation or prayer to begin that practice, not because there's something scary and, oh no, look out for the change, but because as the waves roll in, you want to be sure that you're standing on your feet, that you're balanced, okay?
And may I add to that, not to forget her male essence.
Yeah, baby.
Because it may be that you have some male essence energy that you need to tap into related to your past that could take you to very creative directions, as long as you're aggressive and you don't allow yourself to be too much the opposite.
Oh, and your dog agrees, too. I see that you'll be a dog owner. You'll have many dogs.
I know. He just will not. I don't know what his problem is.
He wants to be
saying,
on the
yes,
radio.
Yes, I like these ladies.
Thank you so much, Jill. Was that
Thank
helpful?
You. That was really excellent, and I'm going to bookmark it and listen to it again. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. Many blessings to you, Jill.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome. That was Jill. And Adam, it's amazing that you're picking all this up from just the first name. This is very cool. Are you using cards or anything? What are you doing over there on your end?
I am using cards. I always channel through my cards.
Mm-hmm.
But most people will tell you that I kind of just touch them and then feel the energy through them. If I took the time to actually identify what I was reading, you know, then it would take far longer. I just kind of go through whatever comes through to my fingertips through touching them.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, let's see what comes through for area code. This is 646-509. So I'm going to bring you live. Area code 646-509. Welcome to Out of the Fog. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, can I know just your first name, please?
Christina.
All right, thank you, Christina. So if I look at your past life reading today, Christina, the first thing that comes up shows that you are, when I look at your basic soul nature, you know, I'm getting a lot of creators, and it's very strange because I don't usually come up with so many creators at one time. But again, it shows you were a loving person. You were somebody that had a lot of sacred places. You were somebody that was hands-on. You were somebody that used your hands in a way to be able to help others, possibly even to help plant gardens, to be someone that helped row the boat for others. I'm also even picking up possibly a nun. one of the things that comes through as your past life environment is that, yes, indeed, you were somebody that was in a almost cave mode, a sense that that might be the same as saying sabbatical. Sabbatical, somebody that was very hands-on in helping the community, planting gardens, caring for your environment. And the sense is also that in your early, early years, even as a little, I'm going to say a little girl, there's a sense that you were the clown. You were often the clown, the joyful laughter that brought really sad people out of their misery. One, it shows that one of your accomplishments, and this may be kind of a contradiction to what I'm saying, but one of the problems was that, and you never truly were in a position to increase your education. Because of the fact that you chose to live in an almost sabbatical environment, and because you found yourself so hands-on in developing the community, that your education was kind of stunted, and therefore your accomplishments were not as important to you as being able to have sacred spaces, to be of help to your community, and to be somebody that was a passionate person, that made people around you passionate, that helped people to motivate themselves. I'm shown also that one of the things that your occupation was about kind of running around like a chicken with your head cut off sometimes, a sense that you found yourself often a slave to your compassion because you were trying so very, very hard to keep up with all the people that needed you that unfortunately it never gave you much rest. You just found yourself always, always, always finding these individuals needing your help. The sense is that one of the things you learned from that was that if you had any time to yourself, it was not in vast travel, it was not in a long education, but in through impulsive little moments of your life where you could take a breather and just be able to, just to be able to smell a flower or do something for yourself. You were somebody that was esteemed, and now I'm coming out that you were male. So I'm going to say that it wasn't a nun, it was a priest to your own village, somebody that was a leader through your ministries. Ministry would be a very important thing that you did. And I'm also shown that you were honored as a minister of the village. You were not necessarily one that could have a good relationship because no woman would have been happy with somebody that had so little time to spare. Ultimately, I believe that you were the rescuer. You were the person that spread yourself thin to be there for the community. You were always there to minister the people around you. And it wasn't really a prison for you to be in your sanctuary. It was where you wanted to be. You lived your life for the passion of helping.
Christina, when I look at how that might come into your present energy. What's interesting is you said something about, or maybe this is just what I heard, you said something, Anne-Marie, about sanctuary. Mm-hmm. The challenge for you, Christina, right now is that it is, you may in this life have a little bit of an addictive personality where you get hooked on people, patterns, behavior, ways of doing things in there. What my guys are showing me is that kind of that temptation to let's do it again and we'll do it again and again and again and again. And yet there's this part of you, and I think this is why it comes up in your reading, there's this part of you that's going, I need sanctuary. I need a space where I can go and it's just me for a little while and I can get quiet and let's shed all this extra yuck that I'm carrying for other people and from past encounters and past relationships, right, you pick up energy really, really easily. And it can get a little addictive sometimes to feel so, have so much extra stuff going on. So what you show me energetically might be a good next step for you. Create a sanctuary. You don't have to go to a pilgrimage to Tibet or something. Create a safe space for you in your own living environment, someplace where you can be private, someplace that smells good, that's safe, that's quiet, and commit to spending a little bit of time in there every single day. Get quiet and start to take a look at that idea of needing to repeat, needing to go back to over and over again these things that don't serve you. Okay. Thank you so much, Christina. Was that helpful? Does that make sense to you?
Not really. No.
I always accept not really. So thank you for sharing that with me. And so here's one of the things that I always say. If you take what we give and just hold that, that's completely fine. That's all that we would ask. Nobody knows you better than yourself. And I will not ever, Anne Marie would never do this too, I will never ever try to force something down your throat if it doesn't feel right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And don't
that's
let
right.
any psychic ever do that to you. Okay?
Thank
promise?
You. No,
because that's
you
what
guys
the
are
sad
awesome.
Ones do.
You guys are
thank
awesome.
You.
I know you guys are really good and ethical leaders, and I respect you for your work. I do.
Oh,
thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. Many blessings to you. Have a great rest of your night.
And remember, sometimes what doesn't make sense now, sometime when you're in the shower or when you're completely not thinking, sometimes things will come through that we said that you may all of a sudden say, aha.
That's what that crazy invisible lady was saying to me on the radio back in 2014. One of the gifts of psychic awareness, though, I believe in, one of the things that I feel for me and my work take tremendous, I feel like it's my responsibility to let people know, is that you're supposed to use your own discernment. And I know you believe this too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to use your own discernment. And I love that Christina was willing to say, this doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't resonate. Because that's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's go and see.
Exactly.
Is there anything else you want to say about that? Should we go to 510?
Sure.
Let's go to area code 510. And 510, you're on the air with Anne Marie O'Dell and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Anne Marie. Hi, Karen. My name is Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Hi.
All right. Rochelle. let's look at what comes up in your past life reading. Rochelle, the first thing that comes up shows, and interestingly, it says naughty. And please know, I'm just going to tell you what comes up. And you know, and it says that sometimes your naughtiness, or maybe it wasn't even naughtiness, maybe it was your refusal to settle for a conventional life, sometimes made you go in the direction of lawlessness.
Ooh.
There's a sense that also you had a secretive nature, and that many people, I'm not going to call you Clint Eastwood type, but I would say that definitely you were someone that didn't give secrets away, and you always had a rather mysterious secret side that people could not figure out. Your reading shows that in the past you had a tendency... This reading is a little on the crazy side, but just go with it and have fun.
Okay.
Your reading shows that you were very obsessive about having a lot of sex, and that you were also obsessive about having a fun time. These were things that meant a lot to you. Your reading shows, though, that even though you weren't somebody of huge wealth, there was a sense that you had a very queenly nature. So my feeling is that, did you ever see Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
There was a prostitute on Gone with the Wind that had a huge amount of money, and she was a scandalous lady, but on the other hand, she was more intelligent and smarter than anybody else in the town.
It's Belle Watling. See the thing that is in my brain? That's who it is. Yep.
Yep, and that's the way I see her in her past life. Wow. Her reading shows that one of the things that she was oftentimes a great fantasizer. She helped. She definitely sounds like a prostitute. she had wonderful imagination, and she was a person that developed the fantasies of others. And it shows that she was rolling in money. Her reading shows that concerning her family, she would do anything for her family. She often shared her wealth with the people in her life. And though when she died, some people did not necessarily approve of her, there is a sense that this woman learned that sometimes, even though people don't like us, we can be the greatest contributors of the community there is. And though not all of those contributions may be appreciated by everyone, there is a diplomacy and there is a control in being able to be on the dark side sometimes. So I would say you were a lady that liked a mischievous life. You've been naughty ever since a little girl, your reading said, when you were in the past. You became a famous prostitute, and that you were somebody that maybe the rest of the ladies didn't like, but you still learned to be happy despite what anybody thought.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, this is amazing. Wow, I'm just the opposite in this lifetime, but this was great.
That would be, yep.
I guess I learned my lesson.
What I see when I look at you now is that you're fully clothed. I'm happy to see that. But honestly, in your life right now, Rochelle, this is a time, there's a real push here for you. This is a really good time to connect with your life purpose and go for it. You're in kind of a rich, sweet vein of energy right now. And if there's a project you're working on, if there's a change you want to make, if there's advancement you're going for, now is a wonderful time to do that. This is the time when we all get behind the wagon and push, okay? So if you need help, if you are looking for allies, if you're looking for friends, if you're looking for people to help you on your journey, be especially aware right now of the people who are around you, who's coming into your life, because I feel like people are coming to help you push. Move forward with your purpose. Don't you dare let anybody tell you that what you've got in mind can't work, or you'll never make it, or you don't. Go. That push right now, okay? This is a really good, powerful, energetic time for you right now. All right? Yeah. So that's just what I see when I look at you. Thank you very much. Now, I had a lot of fun listening to that. Was that helpful?
Thank you. Oh, it was great. It was absolutely great. I'm very family-oriented, and I share my pennies, not my wealth with them, but my pennies. So I think I learned my lessons in my past life, and I'm straightened out in this lifetime.
But remember, it wasn't that you were a bad person. Yeah. It was just that you led, you marched to your own drum.
Yeah.
In a very hopeful way.
Yeah.
And now to me, fully dressed, you are ready to really make some changes. I mean, you're ready to really do some good stuff, Rochelle. Thank you so much for calling tonight.
Thank you both very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. That's true. I guess that's a good point. Do you feel like we are punished in this life for bad, quote, bad things we did in past lives, or do we get rewarded in this life?
Well, I believe that there's certain theories that say that every single one of us has to experience the full palette. And so in order to be of true wisdom, you have to see each color of the palette, even if that palette color is not necessarily a nice one. Mm. Then you have the chance to learn from that and experience a kinder way. So, you know, Hitler may have become a nun, or, you know, or it's kind of, yeah, that's kind of how it works. It's just that you basically you kind of death birth cycle, and when the soul moves from the next to the body and the next body, the status of each body, whether human or animal, is a direct result of the quality of the life the soul led in the previous body. And so a good life results in rebirth to a higher quality form, and a bad life results maybe to a like I said, Hitler finding out maybe what it was like to be on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of part of the philosophy behind it all.
So I'm hearing you say that the choices that we make, no matter what, whether it's our first life or our 825th life, that the choices that we make now affect not just our experience in this life, but possibly
can affect next life.
Right. Okay.
And so it's just the same as going through the pearly gates of heaven or any other. You still more or less have to reach certain states of wisdom to be able to have heaven rather than get it right away.
Mm-hmm. Let's connect with area code 613. And 613, I'm bringing you live, and you're on the air with Anne-Marie O'Dell and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hey, Karen. It's Sandy.
Oh, Sandy, bless your heart.
How are you?
I'm happy. I'm very cold, but otherwise happy. And there are no telemarketers in within earshot, so I'm doing great. Anne-Marie, meet Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
So I'm looking at your past life reincarnation reading, and Sandy, the first thing that comes up on your basic soul nature is joy.
Mm.
It shows that you've always been a sunny, funny, inner child type of person, and that in the past you were also seen as somebody that lived in a family of great intellects and who shared a lot of philosophy. In your early years, you never were the one to sit and cry long about things that happened bad to you. Your sunny disposition would always pick itself up. I believe that you had a wonderful education. I believe that you, were one that had to please your parents and to be able to satisfy yourself as well, to reach certain levels of education in a way that would lead you to wealth and money and prestige. It shows also that you were a wonderful mother and that you were not only a woman of wisdom, you were somebody that was deeply philosophical. You were also somebody that taught your children never to allow themselves to focus on their disabilities, but to focus on their winning attributes and their blessings. Your reading shows that one of the things that you may have discovered is that you were a victim of the double standard. You went through all these years of education. You became a powerful professional woman, but then got married and ended up having to wipe noses. Your reading shows that you were not married to a very nice man, that there was a sense that he was often intolerant and strict, and that later on this caused you to find yourself impulsively to be a woman that left her marriage. Your reading shows that one of the things is you found yourself. You found yourself and you became very motivated and recaptured your education and recaptured your success later in life. And the lesson you learned in life was never look backwards. Always look ahead. Never allow yourself to think about your shortcomings. Always transcend yourself past the things that are holding you down. And that's what comes through.
And when I look at right now, for you, Sandy, you're coming into a time where there's a lot of, they're showing me bubbles like champagne bubbles. There's a lot of bubbling going on for you right now. So this is new ideas rising to the surface. These are not enormous, huge ideas. These are the little things, the little things, the little things rising up, lightening your mood, bringing you back in touch with that joy. And that's so vital for you right now. I know for those listening, I've connected with Sandy before, and I know her as a tremendously caring, nurturing person. But getting that joy for yourself is so important. So allow those little things. Watch for those bubbles to pop. Little thing here, little thing here, little thing here. Opportunity, abundance, opening in relationship even to others if you choose. All these things feel like they're like you're on the edge. And connecting with that joy, your essential joy, is so important, right now. Does that feel right to you when I say that?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both of you, and bless you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm going to go ahead and mute you. I'm finding a little bit of a delay on the mics here, so it may take a second. If I say I'm going to mute you, you might not be muted, but okay, now you are.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, and time is flying. Our next caller is area code 949. And 949, you are 949-422. You are live on the air. Hello.
Hi, Karen. It's Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
In Santa Monica.
Wonderful.
All right. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi,
Emily. When I look at your reincarnation reading, your past life reincarnation reading, the first thing that comes up about your basic soul nature shows a lawyer. When I look at, and what I mean by that is were somebody that was very much into making bridges for people, making diplomacy. If you weren't a lawyer, you had to be a politician. And it shows that your past life environment was quite calm, quite studious. There's a sense also that in your early years, you were one of the best darn communicators that ever was. There's a sense that you had a natural rapport with people wherever you went. Your education in the past was, and I'm beginning to think that as a lawyer, it must have also almost been in the cowboy days, because it shows that the education that was required of you to be what you were was not as... I'm not saying that you were the lawyer / dentist / barber, but I am feeling that you were not given the fair shot to transcend into the big city scene. There is a sense, though, that you were extremely well respected. You were ethical. You were somebody that was an extremely good communicator. You found later on that one of your major accomplishments was that it was hard for you to lose a case. You were so good at what you did, and your communication skills were so excellent that it just seemed like anybody that you helped through a rough time always came out winning. Your reading shows that your social status was always improving. So that says to me that you were well-esteemed, you made lots of good money, and that there was also a sense that in relationships, you were not a cheater. I'm obviously, this is coming out male. I'm feeling you were male. And that you were a good man, and that you were very salt of the earth. There's a sense also that you are seen as destined, and this came interestingly in an interesting spot. It says in your death, you actually became even more famous, because that's when the gossip and that's when the stories started flying like crazy. So you went from being an excellent lawyer and connector and diplomat to being amazing through the stories and the gossip that went through the line. Ultimately, it shows that one of the things that you found out that you learned in life was what other people see as confusing, you saw as sustaining. And what other people felt was perhaps situations that they'd run from, you found as situations that helped your passion to survive. So I think that you kind of run on an opposite drumbeat of many people, and I think that you are very, very lucky to have this past life reading.
When I look at you, Kimberly, all your energy is around your throat right now. And it, boy, would this be a good time to say what needs to be said, tell the truth, speak in the knowledge that you will be heard, that your voice will carry. So if you've got something to say, this is a really good time for you to say it. That, when I look at the energies around, not just your physical throat, but the energy center, the throat chakra, that's not just about speaking the truth, but it also connects with your third eye, which is about discerning the truth as someone is speaking to you. And so in conversation right now, it's especially important to be sure that you are saying what you need to say and that you're also holding a space so that if someone chooses to, they can connect. This is a man, he can connect with you in an equitable way, that the truth can be told. You can only be responsible for telling your truth, what you need. Say what's there, say what you feel. He's gonna I'll be interested to know if this makes sense to you. He's gonna need to decide whether or not he's gonna share everything.
Oh,
but you be responsible for your part. Okay? Does that make sense from what you know?
I'm not sure. I mean, the throat thing for sure. That is a given. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So keep it and see if that makes sense, Kimberly. It is, there's so much power in what you have to say. There's so much power when you say what you need, when you speak from your place of truth. Don't swallow that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling the show. Many blessings to you. I wish I was in Santa Barbara about now. The wind chill's about, I don't know, minus 855,000.
Yeah, that's true too.
Well, thank you to you both.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, Anne-Marie, where can people connect with you? You do private readings with people all over the world, not just on past lives.
Oh, no, I do readings on... I do readings through anything that anybody gives me, and I'm just a jack of all trades as far as reading on all subject matter. And most subjects that people come to me for are relationship, career, children, family, pets, crossing over, all the things that are normal for most psychic advisors. But there are certain kinds of readings that I truly love to do, and this is one of them.
Mm-hmm. People, you guys can connect with Anne-Marie at thecallingoflight.com to find out more about her and her work, see pictures of her, and set up a session if you are so inclined. Let's go and see area code 401. And 401, you are on the air with Anne-Marie O'Dell and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. It's Diane.
Hi, Diane.
That was in harmony.
We're good, aren't we? We're good.
Yeah. All right, Diane, I'm going to look at your past life reincarnation reading. And one of the things that comes up as far as your basic soul nature in your past life was a childlike effervescence, a sense that you were... no matter what, there was a pixie-ish quality about you when you were in your other life. And it shows that in your past life environment, it was always, I think you were always moving. There was a sense that even if you wanted, it would seem as if you had a military family or as if you were in a situation where new beginnings never lasted a long time, because new beginnings always led to new beginnings, always led to new beginnings because of your parents and their lifestyle. Your reading also shows that in your early years, you learned how to be aggressive and outspoken, or not outspoken, but how to be honest with people. Because like any kid that's in a situation or a lifestyle with parents that travel a lot, you have two choices. You can hole up and be shy, or you can learn to be popular through communication. And I think you chose that way. Your reading shows that your education, and interestingly it says that you were somebody that did not necessarily want to give years and years of your life to education as much as you wanted to be able to be a person that followed in your parents' footsteps. So my feeling is that you too went in the direction of marrying a military man. Now, I'm sorry if this isn't glamorous enough for you, but basically what I'm getting is that you found yourself repeating your parents' lifestyle. It was something that you were used to. And so you, too, ended up traveling all the time with a military family of your own. Your reading shows that your relationship was constantly in a state of travel, and that you experienced as much of the Orient as you did, America, and you experienced Egypt, and you experienced all the different places that your military husband went to. So you had all kinds of big chests full of all kinds of costumes from all over the world. There's a sense that you oddly felt that there was this part of you that never really belonged, and that even though you were a world traveler, and even though you were married to money, and even though you were a wonderful communicator and had a wonderful chest of oriental and exotic clothing, there's still a sense that despite the silks and velvets in your chest that big old chest, that there's a sense that at the same time there was this quality about you that was never fulfilled, which was you never got to stay anywhere for very long. And that made you feel kind of like a motherless child sometimes, or a little like you were it would be hard to say what was your hometown because you never really had one. Mm. Your reading shows that consequently, when you died, there was a sense that for once in your life, you got to settle without having to move.
Oh, you are so funny.
And the lesson you learned from all of that was that when you looked backwards as an old lady, you often saw that because of the military setting that you grew up in and the military family that you repeated, you had always been in an environment of explosions, an explosive environment, and yet you saw so many things, and you were able to surround yourself with all these wonderful exotic trinkets, and yet at the same time, it was only death that ever really gave you a chance to settle down. So that's what I see.
And when I just
that
when
is
I look,
funny.
That's awesome. When I look very quickly at your present energy, Diana, I see how fast your mind is. I like your mind because it's nice and sharp and fast, and I feel like you're not afraid to say what you think. You're not afraid to, get right in there. Right? And I love that about your energy. My guides are asking me, they're having me look at your second chakra. That's your sacral chakra. That's where we have a lot of I want, a lot of desire, where passion is. And it may be that you're coming into a time here, Diane, where you get to express that passion in a way that's a little more full, a little better, the right word, evolved, a little better developed than you have in the past. Please enjoy that. Enjoy the heck out of that. You deserve so much to have somebody looking back at you who really sees you for who you are, not because of your relationship to somebody else or what you do or this is my duty or this is right, but someone who sees you for you. Please enjoy the heck out of that and then call us back to let us know how much fun it was. Because there's a really wonderful ease and warmth coming into your life right now. And I love that for you. And that's what I wish for you, is for someone to look at you and see you as you are. Go ahead.
Can I ask a quick question? Are you a traveler or somebody with deep roots?
I grew up very much with deep roots, lived in the same house my whole life. I've never lived out of the same state that I live in now, but I'm getting ready
still
to
carry
relocate.
You still carry that essence then?
Yeah. Wonderful. Diane, thank you so much for calling
the
show.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. I'm so glad you took my call. Have a great night.
Thanks, Diane. Anne-Marie, let's take one more call. This is going to have to be the lightning round. This is going to have to be a very
quick... lightning round.
It's the lightning round. Very, very quick reading. We're leaving 12 callers on the board. Our last call of the night is area code 605, and 605, you're on the air. It's the lightning round, past life reading with Anne-Marie. Hello.
Hi, I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Shell. We did it again.
Go for it, baby.
Shell, when I look at your past life, you know, I'm shown that you were somebody that had a very complex nature. You were drawn to people that lived on the edge. You were drawn to that which other people would not feel comfortable with. There's a sense that also one of the things you learned in your early years was that you had an ability to be friends with people that were often looked down at by the town. Maybe you were Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know. But it shows that you often found that you could endure situations with complex people that perhaps led you in the direction of adventure and travel. And though you cried a lot from some of these jerks that oftentimes were not necessarily conventional people, there's a part of you that was able to write a damn good book about it when it was all done. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing was that all your experiences in your senior life led you to this fantastic autobiography. And what did you learn from it? You learned that there's no sense in crying and spilt milk when you can make money writing a damn good autobiography.
I love it. And what I see when I look at your energy, honestly, right now, is that you're being called back into balance. You're being called back into alignment. Our systems crave balance, crave alignment. When we are in flow, you feel to me like your flow's a little off. And I say that with love, because we're always moving into alignment. If there are practices you can do, especially for you, to bring you more fully into your physical body, my sense is because of whether that's hardship or pain or if it's emotional or physical, you may tend to kind of not completely inhabit your physicality. I would guide you to look at things that can help align more clearly your body and your spirit. Yoga works for some people. I knit because I'm not the yoga. I try to bend like that and then I just fall over. It doesn't work for me. Knitting does it for me. Something that helps you get back into your physical, it feels like it's really important for me to pass along to you right now. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I suppose. If I think about it, I suppose so. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for being the lightning round person on the show. Have a wonderful rest of your night. And with that, we are at the end of our time. Can you remind people, Anne-Marie, how they can continue to frolic with you on the air and online and other places as well?
I will probably be continuing past life reincarnation readings on my Achieve radio show, which is on Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. And we'll do more past life reincarnation readings. So if you want to come through, just go to achieveradio.com. Anne-Marie.
Oh, that's one. That's a great show, you guys. It's always fun. And you've got the best guests on there, too. I'm not just saying that because I've been on the show.
I know you.
Well, me, of course, you know, the best guest of all. But you've awesome guests on that show. And you can also connect with Anne-Marie through her website, which is thecallingoflight.com. Now, you can find me at KarenHager.com. I work with clients privately. I also teach. I'm on the radio all the time as well. I'm getting ready to leave for Los Angeles and San Francisco. If you'd like, if you're in that area and you'd like to connect with me in person, there are details about the different events that I'll be doing and the stuff that's going on at KarenHager.com. You can also hear me every Tuesday at noon on Empower Radio. That's also on iHeartRadio, and I syndicate it through Blog Talk Radio and iTunes and a ton of other places. Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
today.
Karen Beatty.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Together.
Bye.
Bye. I believe that we are...
It was great working with you.
Oh, isn't it fun? I believe that together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time.
And that's definitely.
Oh, yeah. Anne-Marie and I are wishing you peace.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.